Welcome to the Social Media Clarity Podcast. 15 minutes of concentrated analysis and advice about social media in platform and product design.
Hi, I'm Randy Farmer, and this is another episode from The Vault. This time, two recipes for stone soup, a fable of pre-funding startups. This is a group reading of a post from Habitat Chronicles, originally published in 2008, was then lost in a drive crash, and then recovered in 2014.
Two recipes for stone soup, a fable of pre-funding startups. There once was a young Zen master who had earned a decent name for himself throughout the land. He was not famous, but many of his peers knew of his reputation for being wise and fair. During his career, he was renowned for his loyalty to whatever dojo he was attached to, usually for many years at a time. One year, his patronage decided to merge with another, larger dojo, and the young master found himself unexpectedly looking for a new livelihood. But he was not desperate, as he'd heeded the words of his mentor and had kept close contact with many other Zen masters over the years and considered many options. As word spread about the young master's availability, he began to receive more interest than he could possibly ever fulfill. It took all of his Zen training and long nights just to keep up with the correspondence and meetings. He was getting queries from well-established cooperatives, various governments, charitable groups, many recently formed houses, and even more people who had a grand idea around which to form a whole new kind of dojo. This latter category was intriguing, but the most fraught with peril. There were too many people with too many ideas for the young master to sort between. So he decided to consult with his mentor. At least one more time, he would be the apprentice, and ventured forth to the dojo of his youth, a half-day's journey away.
Master, the road ahead is filled with many choices, and some are well-traveled roads, while others are merely slight indentations in the grass that may someday become paths. How can I choose?
Asked the apprentice. The mentor replied,
Have you considered the wide roads and the state-maintained roads?
Yes, I know them well, and have many reasons to continue on one of them, but these untrodden paths still call to me. It is as if there is a man with his hands at his mouth, standing at each one, shouting to follow his new path to riches and glory. How do I sort out the truth of their words?
The young master was genuinely perplexed.
You are wise, my son, to seek counsel in this matter, as sweet-smelling words are enticing indeed, and could lead you down a path of ruin or great fortune. Recount to me now two of the recruiting stories that you have heard, and I will advise you.
The mentor's face relaxed and his eyes closed as he dropped into thought, which was exactly what the young master needed to calm himself sufficiently to relate the stories. After the mentor had heard the stories, he continued meditating for several minutes before speaking again.
Former apprentice, do you recall the story and lesson of stone soup?
Yes, master. We learned it as young adepts. It is the story of a man who pretended that he had a magic stone for making the world's best soup, which he then used to convince others to contribute ingredients to the broth until a delicious brew was made. This story was about how leadership and an idea can ease people into cooperating to create great things for the good of them all. I can see the similarity between the callers standing on the new paths and the man with the magic stone. Also, it is clear that the ingredients are symbolic of the skills of the potential recruits, but I don't see how that helps me.
The apprentice had many years of experience with the mentor and knew this challenge would get the answer he was looking for.
The stories you told me are two different recipes for stone soup.
The master started.
The first caller was a man with a certain impressive voice that said to you,
You should join my dojo. It is like none other, and it is a good and easy path that will lead to great riches. Many people that you know, such as Haruko and Jin, have tested this path. And others who have great reputations, including Master Po and Teacher Win, are going to walk upon it as well. Your reputation would be invaluable to our venture. Join us now.
The second caller was a humble and uncertain man who spoke softly as he said,
You should join my dojo. It's like none other, and the path, though potentially fraught with peril, could lead to riches if the right combination of people were to take it. Your reputation is well known, and if you were to join the party, the chance of success would increase greatly. Would you consider meeting here in 2 days' time to talk to others, to discuss our goals, and to see if a suitable party could be formed? Even if you don't join us, any advice you have would be invaluable.
The mentor paused to see if his former student understood. The young master said,
I don't see much difference, other than that the second man seems the weaker.
The mentor suppressed a sigh. Clearly this visit would not have been necessary if the young master were able to see this himself. Besides, it was good to see a student again and to be discussing such a wealth of opportunities. He resumed.
Remember the parable of stone soup. The first man did not. He recited many names as if those names carried the weight and the reputations of their owners. He has forgotten the objective of the parable, the soup. It is not the names or the reputations of the people who placed the ingredients into the soup that mattered. It was that the soup needed the ingredients and the people added them anonymously in exchange for a bowl of broth. The first man merely suggested that important people were committed to the journey. I am quite certain that were you to ask Haruko and Jin what names they have heard being associated with this proposed dojo, you would find that your name was provided as a reference without your knowledge or consent.
The student clearly became agitated as the truth of his mentor's words sunk in. There was work to do before the day was done in order to repair any damage to his reputation that speaking with the first man may have caused. The mentor continued.
The first recipe for stone soup is the braggart's brew. It tastes just like hot water, because when everyone finds out that the founder is a liar, they all recover whatever ingredients they can and take them home to dry.
The mentor took a quick drink, but gave a quelling glance that told the apprentice to remain silent until the lesson was over.
You call the second man weaker, but his weakness is like that of the man with the stone from the parable. He keeps his eye on the goal, creating the soup or staffing the dojo. Without excellent ingredients, there will be no success, and the best way to get them is to appeal to the better nature of those who possess them. He, by listening to them, transforms the dojo into a community project, which many contribute to, even if only a little bit. Your skills, young master, are impressive on their own. You need not compare yourself with others, nor should you be impressed with one who would so trivially invoke the reputation of others, as if they were magic words in some charm. The second recipe for stone soup is humble chowder seasoned with a healthy dash of realism. This is the tempting broth.
And the mentor was finished. The apprentice jumped up.
Master, I am so thankful. I knew that coming to you would help me see the truth, and now I see an even greater one. You are also the man with the stone. Please tell me what I can contribute to your soup.
Choose your next course wisely, and return to me with the story, so that I may share it with the next class of students.
I will.
And with that, the young master ran as quickly as he could to catch up with the group meeting and the second man's dojo. He wasn't certain if he'd join them, but the honor of being able to contribute to its foundation would be enough payment for now. When he approached the seated group, he was delighted to see several people whose reputation he respected around the fire, discussing amazing possibilities. One of them was Jin, who was shocked to learn that the first man had given his name to the young master.
I'd like to thank our readers. The narrator was read by Amy Bruckman, professor and associate chair, School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Institute of Technology. And the part of the young master was read by Lane Lawley, software developer at Google. The Tea Garden background soundtrack was used by permission of PlateMailGames.com. Thanks, guys. And oh yes, I was inspired to write this story based on real-life events. You can ask me about it sometime.
For links, transcripts, and more episodes, go to socialmediaclarity.net. Thanks for listening.